Now, Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services.
Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara, and you are listening to Talk Real Estate. I am going to be your host for the next hour. Let me share a little bit about my background before we get started. I am the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate, located on the South Shore, and I have been working as a full-time realtor and sales and marketing consultant for home buyers and home sellers for the past 15 years. I have helped hundreds of clients throughout the home buying and home selling process. My unique approach to assisting my clients to the next chapter of their lives is driven by being a team player and by offering them continuous training, education, advising, and mentoring. I like to say that I offer my clients exceptional service that moves you. Every week, I will be providing you with real estate topics ranging from home buyer and home seller advice, legal matters, insurance binders, flood insurance concerns, home inspection questions, environmental worries like radon, lead paint, and mold, mortgages and loan programs, staging tips and ideas, real estate contracts, market trends, home values, and more. It's a talk radio show, and sometimes we are even interactive, so you can follow along online. If you have any questions during the show, please call 781-837-4900. We love to talk real estate. If you missed any of our shows, or if you want to listen to one again, you can listen on my podcast at talkrealestateradio.com. If you would like a one-on-one consultation with me regarding your home sale or your home purchase, I'd love the opportunity to meet with you. You can connect with me anytime at bostonconnect.com or 781-826-8000. Now, sit back, relax, take good notes, and let's talk real estate. And hello to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara. You are, of course, listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara. And we'll have Cindy Ford in a little bit here.
Once, I'm right here. It's all good. I'm right Steve here.
Gets, we're just lucky it's not on video here.
I know. Right? Actually, that's a good idea. I think we should get you on video.
Honestly.
Doing this every week, Cindy.
Every week.
To our listeners out there, you know, we start the show off this way. Cindy's AirPods are just a mess. Why don't you just use these ones?
Because
Hi, Rye. I don't know where Rye went, but we got Rye in the house.
Hey.
Hello. And you are listening. We're good. Live, 781-837-4900.
She's back.
And here she is. We have the one and only Stephen Cook. I haven't seen
you
forever.
Good evening. Yes.
I really haven't seen you in a long time.
I just left Larry this afternoon.
Oh, you did?
On an inspection at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon up
over
in
at
Oak Point.
Oak Point.
Oh, you got
nice.
It.
Awesome.
Yes.
So, Steve Cook, if you don't recognize that voice from Imperial Inspection Services, we have him with us here today. That's funny because I just talked to a joint client that Larry and I have together. So I was just talking to her. She's like, yep, he finally called me back. Now I can
Excellent.
Say, Lucille, he was on a home inspection today. So,
right.
But Lucille is great. So how have things been? You've been busy?
Extremely busy, yes.
Yeah, so
yes.
It's not slowing down for you at all, huh?
A little bit, but everybody's taking their vacations. And
yeah.
Oh, good.
It's all behind them. Let's just ignore her like she isn't even here.
We should get this on YouTube. This is she's being so gentle.
I know. Oh, my goodness. So, again, we are going to be talking with Steve Cook from Imperial Inspection Services, and everybody knows that we talk about you a lot, too,
yes.
Like off shows. Like when you're not even here, like we'll mention, oh, yeah, Steve told me that.
But Steve listens to all our shows anyway, so he knows
I
you.
Do. Probably about 80% of them, yes.
Oh, wrong. Yeah. Great. And then if you don't hear one, you can always get us on the podcast.
Then if there's something there, I'll call in.
Yeah, absolutely. I know. I haven't seen you in a while, though, it seems. Well, Mary's been doing a lot of the inspections and stuff like that with buyer clients.
Right.
So I don't get out there as often on those. But today's topic, what are some of the thoughts and ideas that you're having today?
I was thinking maybe we even talked about lead paint and there's some new changes coming for the regulations starting December 1st of this year. They're going to be changing the inspection reports and how deleting and how, you know, not so much violations but hazards are classified inside of a home.
Okay. Well, that's going to be very interesting. Mm. I actually have a couple of questions regarding lead paint because something had come up recently and I was like, I'm going to have to ask Steve about that, but I'm going to have to
wait
to ask Steve about that because we have Malcolm Alter on the phone and he is going to tell everybody how they can get home tonight and hopefully hopefully everyone has the pedal to the metal, a little lead right there on the pedal. How's it going?
Yeah.
Well, they're not able to right now because it's some very heavy traffic coming down the expressway, Sharon. Good evening to you. This report is brought to you by Unbound.org. Expressway is at a crawl pretty much the entire distance from from Boston to Braintree, northbound from Furnace Brook up through Neponset, and then again approaching the O'Neill Tunnel. Route 3, some stop and go down past Union Street. On Route 128, you've got delays out of Waltham from Trapello Road most of the way into Braintree, northbound from the expressway up to Route 2495. We'll slow you down from Mechanic Street down past Route 495. What is the education of your children worth? There are children across the world who lack the privilege of going to school. Change the story for one child at unbound.org. Traffic on the nines every morning. I'm Malcolm Alter in the WATD Traffic Center.
Don't miss a minute of Talk Real Estate. Check out the podcast page at talkrealestateradio.com. Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate.
And we're back. Hello to all my South Shore neighbors. You are listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara, Cindy Ford, and one of my very good friends, Stephen Cook from Imperial.
I didn't even see you
this summer. So, and you were just saying things are still busy in the inspection world. So why don't you give everybody just a quick synopsis, too, for our listeners at night that are stuck in traffic so they know exactly what types of services you offer, because it's not just lead paint.
Nope, right. We're a full-service home inspection company, and we also provide lead paint. Paint inspections, Title V inspections just for commercial properties right now, radon inspections, lead paint, and FHA or VA insect inspections, and of course, home inspections too.
Yeah. And you know what? I don't know why I never asked you this, probably because I don't do commercial, but we had a commercial CE class yesterday that we went to. It was really interesting. Do you do inspections for commercial properties as well?
Actually, we do, yes.
You do? I just wasn't sure about that. But I mean, and I just thought of it because you said that you do it for the Title V.
Right. Right, okay. And for the commercial inspections, there's only like three or four of us that do the commercial inspections. So, like the restaurants, larger commercial buildings, things of that nature.
Do you need a different type of license to do that? I know your training is quite intensive.
Well, believe it or not, in Massachusetts, to do a commercial home inspection or a commercial building inspection, you don't need any licenses.
You're kidding
really?
Me.
Nope. Right, Cindy, you can open up Sharon and Cindy's commercial home inspection businesses tomorrow and
I mean,
go
honestly,
to town.
How can you do that? I mean, so what? I can just tell them
what do you,
the structure
how do you,
looks-
then how do you do the inspection if you don't?
Well, we do it under the, you know, the, pretty much the same guidelines as, you know, the home inspection guidelines that are set forth for doing a home inspection.
But how would we?
How would you?
Because I'm starting that tomorrow.
Right, absolutely.
Just get the
print up a card and off you go. So there's no licensing needed for a commercial, building inspection. You know, if you would have been doing engineering or something like that on a building, that's completely different. You'll need your, engineering degree and an engineer's license.
But well, I think that you would need, I mean, a building, you know what I mean? If you were buying a building, you know, just building it, but make sure that all the permits and stuff were in place, that it was built the right way.
Right.
I mean, that would make me a little nervous, because if you came to my residential property that you were, you know, inspecting, you might say, oh, I feel as if, you know, the foundation is this, that. There's so many things that you know about a residential house. I can't imagine that those same things aren't important just because it's commercial.
Nope, but just as important in the commercial, just on a larger scale, instead of doing, say, 2,000-3,000 square foot place, all of a sudden you're ramping it up to $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, you know, 20,000 square foot properties.
Yeah.
So you still have your basics. You know, you get roof, siding, you know, heating, HVAC systems, electrical, everything all falls into place, but just on a grand scale.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying is, like, I can't imagine that it isn't important, and I know that you're licensed and all these other things, so to think that the state doesn't have to have you, that you don't have, there is no license for that on a bigger thing makes no sense to me.
Right.
Like, you know how to do it, but you could have anybody out there that could be, you know, Sharon and Cindy commercial inspections.
Yep.
And how
you
would,
go out there,
how would anybody
unseen?
Know?
Absolutely.
That makes no sense to me whatsoever.
Right.
None. Look, baffled. Look at that right
well,
there.
Well, if you look at the home inspection law for the licensing for home inspectors, they only go up to a four-family home. So if you're doing a five-family, six-family, or
multi.
Something of that nature there, Cindy and Sharon's inspectional services can go out there and do it without, you know, needing a license. And the same thing, like, for example, like Oak Point, those are pre-manufactured homes. Those don't fall under the guidelines of the licensing for home inspectors. So anybody can do those because those are considered a mobile home or a pre-manufactured home.
Really?
Yep. The little caveats, but, you know, most people, you know, they'll hire a home inspection, you know, a home inspector.
Well, yeah, you were with Larry today. I mean, of course, we would never have a client, whether they were buying a mobile home or, you know what I mean?
It would never even occur to me.
No. If somebody was buying commercial, I mean, obviously.
I wouldn't even think not to.
Yeah.
It wouldn't even occur to me that I wouldn't need to. I would call them.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, that's crazy.
It's a good thing we got you on our pocket.
You got it.
Actually, we were just looking through our vendor list in the office today, and yeah, there's one home inspection services on that, just saying.
Just one. So all you need is just one.
We only need one, really.
Thank you.
So we're talking today, we want to talk about lead paint. So do you want to get right into it and maybe start with what the law is and what the requirements are if you are buying a house or selling a house?
Yeah, buying or selling a house, the law is more, it's not mandatory that you have to have a lead paint inspection. It's more, you know, voluntary. But if you're renting the property and you have children 6 and under inside the home, you know, the place does need to be inspected and leaded as a landlord.
So if I'm buying a place, I don't have to?
You don't have to because you have the lead paint disclosure forms, mm-hmm. and that they sign away that they had the opportunity to do a lead paint inspection, and there's no, you know, recourse on the seller of the house.
So if I'm the buyer client and I purchase a house and it was built previous to 1978,
yep.
and I decide not to do that, but I have a child that's 5 years old, it's not my due diligence as a parent to make sure that there isn't any lead in the house?
Right. You should, you know, have it tested, you know, because anything pre-78, there's a, you know, good chance of lead paint being in there somewhere, whether it be on the outside, inside, or...
Mm-hmm. But you don't have to do that. I mean, who's going to...
Yeah.
Nope, the law is there. You know, if a child 6 or under resides in the home,
yeah,
you know, it needs to be tested and leaded, but there's no really lead police to monitor, mm-hmm. you know, whether that's being done. You know, if you were to have a lead paint poison child, you know, say kids, you know, 1 to 4 are tested, mm-hmm. you know, as part of their annual, you know, checkup with the doctor,
yep.
you know, if their lead level is up above a certain, which is changing December 1st,
oh, really?
From 25 to 10, yeah. and if they're considered lead paint poison, then, you know, the state gets involved and...
Huh. Yep. Well, that's Casey. Did you know that, right? Casey, when Casey was younger and she got tested, hers came back high. I think I told you that before.
Oh.
It took a long time to try to figure it out. So, of course, they initially thought it was Mark because he works with lead pipe and
right,
things
soldering
like that.
And so.
Yeah, all that. So we had to do different steps of, like, trying to eliminate it because my house was built in 92.
Yeah.
And we didn't bring any, like, old mantles in. I bet you probably see people are doing that type of stuff,
oh, sure.
Right?
You know, you get some of those nice, you know, things from Boston, Dorchester, mm. and so, the mm-hmm. fireplace mantles. People are bringing them into the newer homes and
setting them up
inside and, right. you know, bringing a hazard into the home.
And then the cat jumps up on top of the mantle, and then the cat jumps on the ground, and then the kid crawls on the ground. But that isn't what happened to me. So what happened to me was, it was the mini blinds. They were made in China. And they had a big recall with all
right.
of them because when you opened and shut them and put them up and down or whatever, the dust that would come off of them, like the lead dust.
Right, plus the UV mm-hmm. rays were breaking down the plastics and they were chalking or mm-hmm. the actual, you know, whatever they
the
had in there for a pigment
it.
Was
yeah,
coming
only
off
you.
Of it.
It took us a while to figure it out.
Right.
Imagine how smart she would have been.
Would have been.
You know, did you
I think
know
that's
that?
Suffolk?
No, she's at BU.
Oh, Law BU,
school.
Okay.
Yeah, let's just go there.
I saw something
University.
On Facebook.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep.
Yep. So, okay, so that's really interesting. So it is not your responsibility as a buyer, but I would say morally it is your responsibility as a parent. If you
Right, the law is there, but it's, you know, no one there to, you know, enforce it unless, you know, an issue, you know, comes of hand.
So there's no requirements of it.
Right.
And then if you are the seller, what are your requirements as a seller?
Absolutely nothing.
You don't have to do a thing.
Nope, that's why you have that lead paint disclosure form that is mm-hmm. out there.
Okay, so what happens if a buyer does an inspection on a house, the lead paint comes back that there is lead paint in the house, now what?
Now, if it's a rental property and they do have kids 6 and under residing in that certain unit, it needs to be deleted, you know, by law.
Mm-hmm. So when they do that, oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to ask because, so they find that it's now the buyer's responsibility to have that done within a certain amount of time after they move in?
Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no clock, you know, running unless there's a lead paint poison child or someone with an elevated lead paint or if they have an order to correct from a code enforcement officer like the Board of Health or something like that. Then they usually have 30 days to have an inspection done and mm-hmm. get some sort of a deleting process
yep.
in hand.
And what if they don't? Just there's no lead police out there that...
Well, if they haven't ordered to correct, you know, then that's, mm-hmm. you know, sanctioned and you can get, you know, mm-hmm. forced to do that.
Okay.
Looks like we have a caller. So we have Sam from Hingham. Hello, Sam.
Good evening, Sam.
Hey, Sam. Hey, how are you?
Good. What can we help you with today?
I have two mobile homes, and I'm going to be probably selling one of them. Mm-hmm. And the other one that I'm keeping, is there... First off, is there anything I need to know about selling the one that I have? And is there any... I can't seem to find, like, an insurance company sort of to, you know, put homeowner's insurance or whatever you would call it mm-hmm. on the mobile home that I'm living in because it's a mobile home.
Right, yeah, because they come in on wheels, so they're considered, you know, not a permanent, you know, full-time structure.
It's called chattel. That's yes. what it's considered.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Almost like a boat there. So do you have them, are the mobile homes in, like, one of the mobile home parks close by?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you really can put them on the market any way that you're, you know, how we would put any type of single family home on the market. And there may be requirements with whatever mobile park home you're in. So some of them will say you have to give us the first right of refusal. And if we decide we don't want to purchase your mobile home, then you have the opportunity to sell it. But you might have to try to sell it with them first. Or they may say, okay, we don't want it. You are now free to hire anybody you want to list.
Just put it on the market and
yeah.
you know, treat it like a regular house right. for mm-hmm. a real estate sale, even yeah. though it's a mobile home.
Yep. And then we put them in MLS the same exact mm-hmm. way. We have actually mobile home. Yeah.
Yep.
We have a criteria that just says, you know, the type of home it is. And we just put that in there that it's a mobile home. In regard to the insurance, there are some companies that will yeah. look. If you did a search of chattel, like chattel loans and chattel insurance, you should be able to find some. Off the top of my head, I don't know. But what I can do, Sam, is send a text to one of my agents who does a lot of that work as well.
Okay, it's like C-A-T-T-L-E. I can't really hear you. Cattle, like?
Chattel, C-H-A-T-T-L-E.
Oh, chattel.
Yeah,
that
chattel.
Makes way more sense.
Yeah,
okay.
Chattel. Yep. Yep, so that's what it's called, like chattel. It's not real estate. It's
right.
real
not
property, real but it's not real estate.
It can be picked up and take like a mobile home mm-hmm. or a like, shed. Yep.
Yeah, or a boat.
Or a boat, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I know right. Cindy just had
great.
You had
I
a,
sell
yeah
quite a few
yeah
and
you just
they've
had
no
one
problem
in Kingston
Kingston Carver
yeah
several of them in
Halifax
they haven't Rockland. Had no problem Rockland
mm-hmm.
no
yeah.
problem getting insurance through their current insurance company
right
yeah
I was surprised
yeah,
about
most,
that
the most a couple of the local insurance companies that I've called don't have any avenues for because it's a mobile home they're immediately like yes sorry we don't deal with that
oh really
right.
I'm surprised.
But you have so
yeah,
much
I've
Leisurewood, Oak Point,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
Plymouth,
you just
Plymouth
did the
Village.
At
huh. All right. Well, I'm going to text my agent who.
Yeah,
actually,
especially in Plymouth. I mean, there's
yeah.
hundreds and hundreds of mobile homes there.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Is that where you are? You're in Plymouth? So we can find somebody for you in that area.
No. I'm in Hingham. But
okay.
There's lots of parks around, you know, Norwell, Rockland.
Yeah.
There's
right.
quite a big presence in Plymouth. But
mm-hmm. All right,
that's
well,
why I didn't think it would be so hard to find. But.
Yeah, that's sort of funny.
And I can
I'm just
reach
wondering.
Out to a couple of my clients, and if you give your information
to Ryan,
we can text you, and I'll ask. I just closed on one last week in Rockland, and I'll just ask where she got her insurance
right.
because no one's ever asked me. They've never had a problem. They've always been able to carry it right through from whoever they were previously
right,
insured
like
from.
It's like oceanfront property. You just got to get to the right insurance
yeah.
agent that's going to deal with coastal
right.
or mobile homes.
Yeah,
or
so
chattel.
We can get that information
yeah.
for you, Sam. Not a problem.
That's great. Thank you so much for your help.
Have a good night.
You're welcome. And I just texted the other agent as well. So if he gives the information to Ryan, you can give him a buzz when we
yep.
find out
and
that
I'll,
information.
And I'll text my clients and see who they are
yeah.
using, a few of them.
Yeah, would there be lead in any of those? Now that we're talking about lead paint, I mean.
They don't come underneath the lead paint law.
Oh, okay.
Yep, because those are all made out of metal. And
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay,
that makes sense, don't you
right.
think? I got a funny for you, though. So my father-in-law, you know, he lived in his house for like 70 years.
Yes.
And so he worked at Paragon Park later on in life and stuff, and there was just so much, you know, paraphernalia type stuff. Is that
wow.
the right word?
Books and matches. And
oh, yeah, there's
everything
so
there.
Much stuff. Oh, yeah. But one of the other things, what we were talking about it the other day, I guess they found some buckets of paint. Now, remember, he's been there for 70 years.
Right.
Lead paint, cans of lead paint.
Yep.
So I think they brought it to a hazardous place, just so you know, we didn't like throw it in a pond.
Right.
But I thought that I was like, I would have loved to have seen that and taken a picture of it.
Yep. I have a can of, it's actually a can of lead, and it's the lead that you put into the paint to give it a denser surface and give longevity out of it.
Oh, my goodness.
It was made by DuPont.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm sure that whatever they were getting rid of, I'm sure some of that, like, to me, that would have been interesting to see.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
I can't imagine that there's many people who would be that interested in a can of old lead paint.
There's not too much you can do with it other than just, nostalgia, or just saying.
Look, we have another. Boy, everybody's coming out tonight. I haven't heard this man's voice in quite a while.
Hey, Tom. How are you? Tom from Kingston on the line?
How'd you know it was me?
We know.
Lucky
I should have disguised my voice.
How's it going?
It's going. It's my first time listening to the show.
Oh, I know, at night, since we switched.
So he might have some information.
Yes.
What's that?
Were you listening to Sam from Hingham that just called in?
Yeah. Was he looking for insurance?
Yeah.
There's only one that I know of.
Yeah.
And I've done a lot of searches around, and it's Foremost.
Foremost
is about the only one that covers mobile homes.
All right, yeah, and Larry and Meredith actually just responded too. They said Liberty Mutual.
Yeah, I think my client has. Yeah, they've never had a problem.
Now, let me tell you another thing.
Okay.
Foremost, if you go through AARP, because you have to be over 55 to get in these mobile home parks, and if you're a member of them, you get a better discount. And it was so funny. I got quotes from different independent agents versus going directly to the insurance company Foremost. And it ranges anywhere from $200 to $400 difference in price for the exact same coverage.
Wow.
Yeah.
But I'm going to look into Liberty, because it'd be nice if there's competition, but I didn't think there was too much.
Yeah, they said Liberty Mutual.
I'm usually pretty good at doing my homework. But
you're
that'd be nice
thorough.
To look into and see if that's it, because I'm going to do some shopping for vehicle insurance. It seems like if you do it every couple of years, you'd be surprised how competition is out there.
And sometimes if you put it together with your home policy, you can bundle it. So, and it is considered chattel, right? Isn't that what it is, right? A chattel.
I never heard of that term.
Yeah, chattel loan and then chattel insurance is what it would be. I mean, I know we have insurance on our boat, so you must be able to get it.
Yeah, you can. Yeah,
right.
None of my, because I always tell them, even though you're paying cash for this, make sure that you have it insured.
Yeah.
They don't think about that because they don't have a mortgage and it's not.
Oh,
have to get the, so I say make sure you.
You don't have that reminder in the background when you're doing this. Oh, and where's the insurance policy?
No. Right, right.
Because back in the days, when we had our boat down in Scituate, we had insurance on that, and then we had an RV that we had insurance on also, and so you had to get separate insurance, but make sure you had enough liability to cover everything.
Absolutely.
So that's good. So it's my first time listening to the show. What do you get for first-time callers?
First-time callers, anything you want, I guess. Do you have any good questions? I know you're always good with these questions. Any good questions about lead or inspection services, since we have the one and only Steve Cook with us?
Well, let me tell you something. Lead is... It's sad, because I know of a family that was in Whitman probably about 20-some-odd years ago, who was kind of stuck, and it was lead paint, and they had 5 children, and they couldn't afford to move, and they didn't want to say anything because otherwise they would have to move. And one of the children got affected by it. But now they're living in Pembroke and away from there. But it's sad that, things aren't taken care of when they need to be taken care of.
Yeah, it is. Well, and that's the thing that we're talking about today. So there's going to be lots of laws, the different regulations changing. So we're going to get back on track right now with...
Yes. Well, listen, good talking to you. Sounds like a good show, and I'll be listening. And it's my first time, because I was able to be home. And remember, it's a Wednesday.
It's
Sharon Day.
Sharon Day.
It's Sharon Day. Let everybody know.
It's also known as Hump Day.
All right, Tom.
Guys. Have a good rest of the week.
Have a good night, Tom.
Great to talk to you. So, Tom, I'm going to send Tom a T-shirt. That's what I'm going to do. So we'll send Tom. That's my reminder on my letter, my paper here that I have, Imperial. Okay, so I want to get back on track with the lead paint. So now the buyer has done the inspection. It comes back that there is lead. It isn't necessarily the seller's responsibility to take care of it. I know the buyer at that point generally tries to get the seller to take care of it, because now it's in a registry, right? So
how does
that
process
work?
They can use that as a negotiation point, but when you do a lead paint inspection, whether you do find violations or hazards or no hazards inside the house, the inspector is required to send to, they call it CLIP, Childhood Lead Prevention Program, the cover sheet of the inspection in the history page. So then that gets onto the website, mm-hmm. where if anybody's buying the house or down the road, they can see who the inspector was that did it.
Yep.
If the report gets lost, they can always call that inspector, and usually for $15 to $25, that inspector can provide a copy of the report.
And then that's the report. There's certain ways that you can de-lead, though, right? There's only certain ways. Is
right.
that through that whole process? And any of those regulations changing?
Quite a bit, yes.
Really?
Right. Because you remember there was what they call accessible and multiple surfaces.
Mm-hmm.
So you always had baseboard trim, window casings. That's all out the window now.
Oh, really?
There's basically only three accessible multiple surfaces now, which is only going to be the... windowsills,
mm-hmm.
Handrails, and railing caps. Those are the only three accessible multiple surfaces. I just went to the school last week,
really?
So this is on the tip of my tongue. So I'm just—it's not fresh, you know. It's secondhand.
But. When we come back from our break in a little bit, though, I want to get really into detail about more of those, so we can let everybody know what those are. Again, you know, what people are responsible to do. But back to the whole who's responsible, buyer or seller. What happens if you have somebody who is, like, what's your advice for people who are thinking about buying an antique home? Like, how would they know if the house previously had it? Like, what steps would they take?
Well, the first thing they can do is then go to our website, and they can go to the lead paint section on our webpage, and they can enter that address in there. And this is a free service, and that ties you into the state database, and you can enter the address of that property and see if there's any history, if it's ever been tested before in the past. And that usually lets you know, are there hazards present when they did do the that inspection.
So will there be a full report of where everything is? And I know, I knew the answer to that, but I know, is it still right in the center, like on that front page? Well, when I hit lead paint and then it's in the paragraph,
yep,
right?
Right there, yes.
So is it still, how did I lose that train of thought?
You've been hanging with me too long.
Yeah,
that's right.
I know.
But I think you were asking whether you get a full report on site. No, all you do is get the history. You get the inspector who tested the property, mm-hmm. and whether the results were positive or negative.
Okay.
And then at that point, if that inspector is still around, you can look up his name, address, and phone number, give him a call, and he should have a copy of the report somewhere on site.
Is that when you were saying he might charge you and you could give
yep,
it to you?
Yeah, I'll charge you.
Yeah, but I know, like, with regular inspections, you're not allowed to give us the inspection of somebody else's, you know, home inspection.
That's a big difference between the lead paint inspection and the home inspection. We can't release that copy of the report to other than who's ever listed on the home inspection report. We're not even allowed to talk to anybody about that inspection.
Really?
Lead paint, completely different. If I did it for Margaret Jones and then all of a sudden Tom Doyle calls me up, I need a copy of that report you did.
You can give it to them.
Give it to anybody.
Okay.
Yep.
Are you required to?
When you do the initial inspection, you have to give it to the owner of the property.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do have tenants in that unit, you give them a copy of the report. And also, if it's a multifamily building, the homeowner is supposed to hand out this handout to the balance of the tenants, letting them know they did find lead paint in Unit 1, even though they're in 2, 3, and 4.
Are you forced then, if people live in there? The state can't force you to then go test the other apartments, right?
Nope.
No?
Nope, unless you have kids 6 and under, and then, you know, usually the owner of the property,
mm-hmm.
you know, will do it, you know, because, mm-hmm. you know, lead paint law is if you're renting the property,
you're
kids 6 and under, and if, you know, if a tenant, then just go to the Board of Health if there's getting any resistance, you know, from that.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford, and, of course, we have Stephen Cook here with us from Imperial Inspection Services. We're not talking about home inspections today, even though he does a fabulous job. Both Cindy and I utilize him all the time, and all of the agents.
He's
I don't have anyone else. And it always, like, stinks sometimes, like, when they're real, real busy and they're booked, I'm like, he's worth the wait.
Then I get that text, can you sneak me in someplace?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I know.
Always comes through.
Yeah.
I'm like, he's worth the wait. We'll just have to get an extension on time frame. So when we come back, I want to talk more about lead paint. I do have a couple other questions, and I know you want to tell us more about the regulations, but we want to get your commercial in. So we'll be right back.
You got it.
Imperial Inspection Services, complete home inspection services, radon testing featuring on-site results with electronic testing, lead paint inspection, Title V inspection, pest inspection, including FHA and VA. Call 7 days a week, 1-800-440-1141, or visit them on the web at imperialinspectionservices.com. With 28 years experience in two convenient locations, Braintree and Cape Cod, accepting credit cards for all services rendered. Imperial Inspection Services, 1-800-440-1141. 1-800-440-1141.
The next time you see a football field on TV, a wide shot where you can see the whole field and everyone looks tiny, remember that the clean team professionally cleans as much carpet and upholstery in 1 year to cover that field 20 times over. That's a lot of cleaning. And the clean team does all of their cleaning around the South Shore and the Cape. The clean team has been in business for over 30 years, and aside from having a great reputation, they've earned plenty of certifications in the cleaning and restoration of fabrics.
I'm Jennifer, co-owner of the clean team. My husband Matt and I have spent many years tackling every type of residential and commercial clean job you could possibly think of. It's not just carpets and upholstery. We clean oriental rugs, leather, tile, stone, as well as grout cleaning and sealing. We want to help you make your home clean and inviting.
So the next time you watch two football teams make a big mess, think of the Clean Team, covering the South Shore for over 30 years. Online at thecleanteam.net.
When the line between the South Shore and Mother Nature's wrath becomes blurred and life seems anything but fair, one thing is for certain.
The leaves are plugging up my downspouts.
My gutters are overflowing.
What the heck's going on up there?
It's not in theaters. It's live and coming to your neighborhood. The Fall.
Call 911.
No, call 1-1-1-1-781-421-1111. We need the South Shore Gutter Monkeys.
Zach and Mike turned in a gritty performance.
Look, on the roof. It's a bird. It's a plane.
No, it's a South Shore Gutter Monkey.
Who will survive the fall? Visit SouthShoreGutterMonkeys.com.
Look, I'm a husband and a father, but I'm not going up there.
We're the South Shore Gutter Monkeys. We clean gutters and chew bubblegum. And we're all out of bubblegum.
Who will save us from the fall?
South Shore Gutter Monkeys, may I help you?
No monkeys were harmed in the making of this commercial.
We now return to Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services on 95.9 WATD.
And we're back. Hello to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara, and you are listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford, who just had to run out for a minute here. And we have Stephen Cook here from Imperial Inspection.
Evening.
Well, we're talking about lead paint for the most part, but if anybody has any questions regarding inspections, please call 781-837-4900. We're talking about the new regulations for lead paint and whose responsibility is it and all of that. So do you want to go through and tell us what some of the new guidelines or regulations are?
Well, the responsibility always comes down to...
Do you think we should take this person
first?
Sure,
we can take Joe from Asheville. Good evening, Joe.
Good evening. How are you?
Doing well. What can I do for you?
I get a question. We're talking about lead paint. How about lead in the water in the schools?
That has to be tested, and then they'll have to put some sort of a system in to get the lead out of the water if it's found in there. But to test it, you don't know. But usually your first line of defense, so to see what's going on, is go down and see where the water service is coming into the building to see if it is a lead pipe.
Mm-hmm. Is there a problem going on with the schools right now? I'm not even familiar with it, if there is.
I mean, but if you take half the schools in Boston, there's lead paint. If you take Marshfield, lead
pipes.
In the pipes.
Right.
And if you take some of the ones in Marshfield, or is it the drinking fountains?
Well, the drinking fountains, I know about 10 years ago, they had a lot of problems with the drinking fountains, and they were changing them out. But until the water, wherever it's going through, is tested to see if there's a hazard there, you don't know how to react to it at that point.
Yeah. But it seems like, every September there's a problem. Of course, that's because no water's going through the pipes or anything.
Right, if the water sits in the pipes, the lead tends to leach into the waters if it sits
December,
there.
December, everybody forgets about it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
And I think that I did recently see something, Joe, on one of the schools somewhere. It wasn't local to here, but I do remember seeing that. It may have been Boston, actually,
right,
that they were doing a lot of testing with, you know, because of the pipes. And I guess they would have to switch those out, put filters. Would a regular filter take care of that?
You have to filter the water just for that specific mineral.
And you know they're going to bury it. I mean, Boston, everything's lead in there, you know. Mm-hmm. We all know that. I'm not trying to, but I'm wondering here in Marshfield, is it the drinking fountains? Has anybody found anything with the drinking fountains?
Not to my knowledge, but I'm sure, you know, like the Board of Health or someone may be on top of that. If the you know, question is approached, they could always do a water sample on those drinking fountains, send it to a accredited lab, and they'll let you know what you're dealing with. And then, you know, once you know what you're dealing with, you can, you know, do some sort of remediation or correction.
Okay. Yeah, and that's something, too, with the Board of Health. You know what I mean? I know that they're required to do tests and everything in the schools and all of that. So I don't know if that's one of the common tests that they do, but you know what? I have somebody that I can text right now.
That's
I can call the Board of Health agent actually in Pembroke, and I'll find out that answer, and I will let you know about it.
But the, you know, I was in construction over the years, and I'm retired, but one other thing is, Sharon, where's your office in Dorchester?
My office in Dorchester is across the street. It's in Adams Village, so right on Adams Street and Minot Street. Do you know where Gerard's used to be?
Yeah, are you upstairs?
I am, yes, where Landmark used to... Well, Landmark is now there.
Okay, you're near Maureen Conley?
Oh, yes, I know her. She's on the third floor. She's on the second floor.
That I called, and my daughter is looking for a condo in that area, so I'm going to have her call you.
All right, perfect. Well, you can give all your...
Her name is
Carrie. All right, why don't you give all your information to Ryan, and I can give you a call tomorrow, and we can talk about that, too. And Maureen, actually, she's great, because she refers me a lot of her clients who are looking in this area.
That's where I thought you were, but I wasn't quite sure.
Yep, right across from the Erie Pub, so... And I grew up, actually, in St. Margaret's, so that's where I'm from.
Okay, I did a lot of work on Adams Street in construction.
Oh, great. That's awesome. Yeah, well, have your daughter give me a call.
I will.
All right, thanks, Joe. Have a good day, and I'll get that answer
for
you.
Great talking to you, Joe. Have a good night.
So that was Joe from Marshfield, and that is a good question. I mean, who is responsible to test all these things? But if you think about it, lead can be everywhere.
Right. Even if the pipe coming into your house is a nice copper pipe, you go to Braintree, a lot of the pipes in the street are still lead. So, you know, if it's found inside the home, then you got to put some sort of a filtration system
inside
the house.
Will a filter take care of it? Will a simple filter just get rid of lead?
Not a simple filter, but it has to be one that's going to deal with that, you know, specific mineral.
Okay. Yeah. So you don't do any of the testing of waters or anything like that, right?
We'll do well water in Plymouth, Plymouth area, Plimpton,
Carver.
Yes. That will let you know what the sodium, any lead, nitrates.
And all that, yeah, because we just put a new well at our house just for irrigation, and we had to have that checked and send it to the Board of Health and give them everything. So, but it's actually sort of a good point if you think about what lead can do to the kids, and to think that it's going into the schools. I mean,
absolutely.
That's sort of scary to think about.
Yeah, just like your daughter, and it could have been coming from some other source that you didn't think of.
Yeah, I know. Imagine she could have made it to Harvard.
Right. No.
If it wasn't for you.
Boy.
So, I know. So tell us what some of these other regulations are.
Well, one of the biggest changes is usually when you're doing lead paint inspection or deleting, they usually used to go for what they call accessible multiple surfaces, meaning corners of walls, window casings, things of that nature, door casings.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much all out the window beginning December 1st of this year.
So what's their reasoning for that? Like, that you don't have to worry about those things
As long as the paint is intact on those areas, it's not considered a hazard.
Okay.
You know, for those areas, just over years of, different protocols and so. So now they just have to come down to three areas, which are accessible multiples, and that's going to be a windowsill, a handrail, and the railing cap.
All right. Well, that sort of makes sense. It's basically saying where somebody would put their hand.
Right.
But what about like when windows go? We've been saying this for years on this radio show that the lead paint is from putting the windows up and down. So all that lead dust, they don't care about that unless it lands.
They care about that because that's a different type of surface. That's called a movable impact surface.
Oh, okay.
And nothing has changed on that one.
That was
there.
A good question, don't you
right.
think?
Right, absolutely.
Thank
and
you.
And then they did add a new category. It's called a friction surface.
Okay.
And the friction surface is considering a door jams
okay.
as friction surfaces and stair treads.
Okay. Well, that yep. makes a lot of sense to me, actually.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because the door opens and, right, and shuts.
Exactly. And that's a area where the doors can rub. Create a friction type.
Okay.
So when you're deleting the door now, you're just doing the outer edge and then the jam area where the lock is.
Okay, so before when you would do the lead paint inspection, you would have to do certain areas from like a chair rail down or something, right?
Exactly. And on a door, when they deleted a door under the old standards, mm-hmm. They'd be deleting to a 5-foot height.
Okay.
And then it'd be going 4 inches back.
I don't get it. 4 inches back from what?
From the edge of the accessible surface.
Oh, okay. So you right. don't have
and
to do the whole
door?
That
was the deleting standards back then. Today, you don't have to do that starting 12-1. They're going to be just doing the edge of the door around the perimeter.
Really?
And then not the door casing, but the door jams where the hinges are screwed in and then where the lock fits
in.
So
they're really not at... They're actually making this a little more lenient, don't you think?
I'd say so, absolutely.
So this was another question, too, is like with, with Eufy. So
right.
over years, that sort of lost its whatever.
Yeah, the formaldehyde count that's inside.
Okay, so... Is that what they're thinking with lead now, or
nope.
is lead always lead?
Just over the years, that's where most of the hazards were, and now they're finding it's more of going toward these areas, and that's less of a hazard.
Okay.
But, you know, the paint still needs to be made intact.
Yeah.
You know, if the paint starts flaking, the hazard's going to be there, whether it's, you know, 10 feet up or 2 feet
yeah.
off the ground.
Because I think of some of the doors that I've seen. I actually have a picture of one of them in my head at one of my listings that I went to, and I said... It just looked like that crackly snakeskin type thing. It was an antique
right.
style house. I know that isn't the indicator, but from different things I've seen with you, I said, well, you know, you should get that tested or figure out a way to... I didn't say take it off and throw it in the dumpster,
right.
just so you know.
So at least you know what you're dealing with. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. So, all right, so what about the forms? Are the forms going to be any different?
The form's going to be completely different.
Oh,
and
gosh.
All I've seen is like the practice forms that are up on a view screen at the training that we went to. So we don't have the actual new inspection reports for probably another couple weeks.
Did they give you a sample of it?
They did not, no.
No? So what did they say was going to be different? I'm still typing for Joe's question there. Can
sure.
you see me? I'm sort of...
I see you over there frantically doing something.
I know. Well, I want to get the answer for him about
right.
that, so tell me what the changes are going to
well,
be.
Well, the changes are they're going to be removing a lot of what they call AM, or accessible multiple surfaces that were, you know, previously located on window casings, aprons, chair rails, baseboards, walls.
Mm-hmm.
So that'd be a blank column. And basically on those items, you're looking to make sure that the paint is intact.
Mm-hmm.
And if the paint isn't, there's a category where you can circle for what they call loose, and that would need to be, you know, abated and brought
mm-hmm.
into compliance.
So the way that you have to test isn't any different, right? Because you have, like, so many little gadgets and everything else.
Right. Nope. We're still using an XRF.
Okay.
And we'd be testing, you know, less surfaces inside there and doing, you know, visuals
yeah.
on there.
So it will be, you know, a lot faster, maybe?
Probably about the same till
yeah.
we get used to the new forms.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
So that will take a while. But my form isn't going to be changing, is it? My property transfer lead notification?
They didn't say anything about that there.
Okay.
But
right.
this is more just for the lead inspectors.
Okay.
Yep, rather
right.
than anything outside of that.
All right. Well, I think yeah. I want to check on it anyways, though.
Right.
Is there a phone number? There's a lead paint. They're really actually good. I'm going to call them just to make sure we don't have any changes. We only have 2 minutes left, which I can't believe.
Well, that went by quick.
It really did go by fast. And I am getting a text back from Lisa Cullity right now, who is the Board of Health agent for the town of Pembroke. She's really, really good. Boy, I have everybody right on my...
Right.
I'm like, let me get all the answers right now. Look at that, Raya. Are you impressed? Hey, well, I'm going to just, like, I can just ring-a-ling the Pope and just wait a minute. It's a little bit of a time change. So, how can people get in touch with you? Because I want people to know, if you're thinking about buying a house or selling a house, I think that Steve does such a wonderful job. I know today we're talking about lead, but, you know, with an inspection, I think a pre-inspection might be great if you're thinking about putting your house on the market in the spring.
Right, and we've been doing a lot of those, a lot more than what we've normally done. And what we find with those, after talking to the people, after a pre-inspection, their house usually sells first time around rather than waiting for an inspector to find the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Then the deal falls apart. Now you got to
yep.
start the whole process all over again.
And too, you and I talk about this all the time, Steve, when I say buyers are looking for what's wrong, not right. for what's right. So when I walk through somebody's house as a listing agent, I'm a very strong listing and marketing agent as well. And I have a team for everything else, but not for everything else. I still show houses, obviously. But we always say, I walk through this house like I'm a buyer client
right.
or with working with a buyer. Because if there's a hole in the wall, you know that the buyer's going to say that's $5,000.
Right, exactly.
But, yeah.
Yep, and if they're trying to adjust the price. And
yeah. So anyways, I have a quick answer, too. And I hope, Ryan, don't like cut me off real quick, okay? I'll pay the extra few minutes if that's okay. But so I think it was Joe, right? From,
yes.
He was from Marshfield. I asked Lisa Cullity, again, she's the Board of Health agent, regarding the lead paint for the schools. And I said, do they normally check for lead? And she said, yes, routinely. So sometimes, you know, there's elevated counts sometimes can be in service sinks and things like that. But there was one service sink and things are replaced. So they do the schools definitely. Bubblers, all kinds of things, the kitchens,
right.
they're all checked.
That's
so,
good to
Joe,
know.
I hope that that answers your question. Steve, how can people get in touch with you? Again, I think you're the best of the best for
sure.
inspection services.
Yep,
what?
The best way to reach us is toll free 1-800-440-1141. Again, 1-800-440-1141.
Perfect. And if you need to get his information, just feel free to call us at bostonconnect.com. Well, that's how you get to the website, or you can call 781-826-8000. Have a great week, everybody.
Good night.